Hospital mistakes may not be as deadly as some reports have suggested. That's according to a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers question earlier estimates of deaths caused by hospital error. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
2 years ago, the Institute of Medicine published an alarming and, to many Americans, startling report. It said studies showed as many as 1 million people are injured every year due to mistakes made while they were in the hospital, and as many as 100,000 of them died as a result. The report received a lot of media coverage and generated a number of new recommendations from government and industry geared toward curbing the number of hospital errors. But to Dr. Rodney Hayward, the number of estimated deaths seemed high, almost unbelievable.
It would suggest that more Americans die every 6 months than died in the entire Vietnam War.
If the problem is truly that big, says Hayward, then the American healthcare system is a public health menace. As director of health services research at the Ann Arbor Veterans Affairs, Hayward decided to analyze how earlier studies estimated the number of deadly mistakes.
The amazing statistics of 98,000 people a year dying in U.S. hospitals due to errors was based upon the opinion of physician reviewers. And we wanted to see how reliable those opinions were and how many of those deaths truly would have been prevented if care had been optimal.
Hayward and colleagues looked at 111 deaths at seven different VA centers. Each case was reviewed by up to 14 different doctors. And what Hayward found was a lot of disagreement over whether an error actually caused a death. And in many cases, there was disagreement over whether an error even occurred. In part, that's because figuring out exactly what an error is typically more difficult than it might seem.
Wasn't the complete mishap where the physician meant to give a certain dose and they got 10 times that dose by accident. Those are not the errors we're talking about. Those errors occur and they make the headlines.
But these incidents are extremely rare, he says, and don't make up the majority of mistakes reported in the earlier studies.
These statistics refer to there's a tough choice between medicine A and B. They choose A and A doesn't work well. And in hindsight, you would sort of say, well, B would have been a better choice, but that physicians would argue in both directions.
And physicians were in unanimous agreement that an error had led to death in only 1.3% of cases, says Hayward. That's a rate that's two-thirds lower than in previous studies. Hayward says that means the total number of Americans killed by medical error each year is more like 5 to 10,000. Harvard Medical School professor David Bates criticizes the Ann Arbor study for being too small and poorly designed, but he agrees that the number of deaths from medical errors is likely far lower than has been publicized.
Having worked in this field for a number of years now, when we do a study, even a big study, we find almost no deaths and lots of injuries. And the injuries are very important, and we could do better with those.
But whether injuries directly lead to a patient's death, particularly when patients suffer from other diseases, will remain a difficult question to answer. Meanwhile, a number of hospitals and healthcare systems are working to design fail-safe procedures to cut down on the number of medical errors. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.